It has been 2 years since the Brookings City Council approved a development agreement with Bender Companies for the Brookings Marketplace. That's the old DOT property adjacent to Swiftel Center. We're still awaiting the announcement of any retailers who plan to locate at that site. Bender is reportedly working with other developers to bring them in. Mayor Keith Corbett says there will be announcements coming soon.
You know, I've talked to the developers as recently as last Friday, and the big thing is they still are signing businesses up. And with the little delay in here, because again, part of it was we let them stage equipment out there when they're rebuilding 6th Street, which I think was a good idea. And we've got another developer coming in with a big box now.
The mayor says nearly all the legalities have been handled.
All the right-of-ways and all the that legal paperwork's done. We're just waiting for what they call a 404, the environmental report, and that's real close to being done. So once all of this is shaking loose, and I keep telling myself it'll be within the next week, but I've set the date that February that we can start announcing who's coming for businesses, and I'm real excited because the developers have really done a great job on that.
Corbett says this new development should help boost the entire city.
We wanted that to continue to make Brookings the destination without competing with our local businesses. And I think when the businesses they tell me that have already signed on the line are only going to enhance Brookings and bring more people to Brookings, which then will benefit certainly the downtown area, the mall areas, and that's really our goal.
The city signed a 20-year deal with Bender for that development project.